cotton, some old cotton, and we made some cotton mattresses.
Uh-huh.
And we and her made two, you know, homemade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just sort of going through the country there. Home demonstration woman would show you how to make them, though, and help you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could make them, but anyway, they'd help. So I made furnace, government furnace of cotton.
Yeah.
That was the first cotton mattress we ever had.
Oh.
And then after that, we bought these inner spring mattresses and things.
Mm-hmm.
See, it just keeps going
mm-hmm.
better and better.
It
all
just keeps changing, and things keep changing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what would you have to sit on different, you know, in different houses or in your house? What do they have to sit on?
Well, now you have things, what you call a bench. The kids would all have a bench around the table that they'd Daddy, he'd sit on one end, probably in a chair, and the mother, she'd be on the other end. Well, the kids would have those benches,
mm-hmm.
and they'd all gang in there. They wouldn't be in separate. They'd just be one big long bench, and they'd
mm-hmm.
be three or four on this side and three or four on that side,
mm-hmm.
depends on how many kids were.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd sit on that bench. It didn't have no back to it or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It just a bench,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they called in them days. Of course, they had some homemade chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd use rawhide,
they'd
use rawhide, stretch hide over, or cowhide or something like that over the top of these chairs, or else they would plait it
mm-hmm.
in there, you know, make plaited chairs out of them. You know, you've seen these cane bottom chairs.
Cane bottom, I've seen cane bottom.
Well, of course, and after they come as coming in, well, they'd soon wear out, but people would never put more cane in them, they'd just put either splits, and that's white oak splits. They would be long white oak splits that they'd split out of white oak trees, you know, real thin, and they'd plait it
mm-hmm.
through that chair and round and make a seat out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it would last a long time, you know. It'd be a little, of course, they used drawn out, made it a little slick, like where it wouldn't be so rough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put it in that chair, and boy, green, and when it got dry, it was tight.
It'd be
tight. Oh. Uh-huh. And they'd use that if the cane bottom, and it would play out. They never would put the cane back in there again.
Oh, they never did put that back
in there? Then it was a factor part put in there, and you didn't have no cane, and the kind of cane they used
was something they didn't have around.
Sort of like bamboo or something
that
they put in there. And of course, they just used a lot of older men that knew how. They'd just go to the woods and cut them down a little white sapling and split them out some splits. And they just laced it in there, and it would be there when they got it fixed, too. It would stay there, too. And then they'd use, that chair wouldn't wear out. It
mm-hmm.
just wouldn't hardly wear out.
Well, now, do you remember when you first began to see a piece like, well, what your wife's sitting on over there? Mm-hmm. What did they call that, the first ones they came out with?
Well, I don't know what they call them. I never did. We had what they call davinets or comforts or what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
We've had four or five different kinds.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that one nowadays? Do you call it a
Davinette, I think, is what I call it. I think that's what you're supposed to call it.
Well, was there ever a piece that they called a sofa?
Yeah, well, they're the same thing. I always thought they were the same, a whole lot the same thing, but now, some of them has got, well, make down a bed, and some of them won't, but
uh-huh.
I don't know. Some of them, you can just pull them out,
uh-huh.
and you just keep pulling them out until you make down a bed, and make a bed out of them. They make a pretty good bed.
Well, now, would that be the kind you think you might call a...
That there is a different...
Would it be a sofa, you think?
Oh, I don't want to call that. I know my wife had one of them things, and it's so hard to get untangled and get it out, and then have to put it back up in there, and then you got it back up in there, while you'd have your davinette just like that is there, only it was made out of this other part.
Mm-hmm.
But up until then, until they come and bring them things out, I don't know what they used,
mm-hmm.
unless they just... Maybe a big old box or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
mm-hmm. For that kind of thing.
Yeah, just whatever they could find to sit on, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and whatever, kids, they just clip on a pallet.
Oh, they did, yeah.
You know, they on a pallet. But, of course, sometimes they'd drive nails up on the wall, you know, and every time one would go to sleep, they'd hang them up on a nail.
Oh, no.
They'd hang them up on a nail, you know, until they got the nails all
sore,
and then they'd have to drive up on a nail. But,